It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The next big tech company to release its earnings this week, Google. The company will report this afternoon, and the update for investors is all about Google's bread and butter, which is advertising. Businesses still buy ads based on keywords like teapot or crossbow, but now instead of bidding on one platform at a time, Google has been offering multiple platforms at once, tablets, phones, and PCs. So how's that working out for them? Sally Herships reports.
Google says nowadays consumers use multiple devices, so selling ads across several platforms at once streamlines things, right?
The real concern for advertisers here is that you end up bidding on a lot of keywords for devices that you don't really want to bid on.
Chris Nosko teaches marketing at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
And what that might do in the end is drive up prices for the people who really do want to bid on those keywords.
Which means higher prices for everyone. But Google says advertisers can opt out of, say, mobile if they don't want to sell their teapots on phones. Rick Summer, an equity analyst at Morningstar, says, don't forget, Google sells ads through auctions, so the market will correct prices.
If a customer is worth $100, no advertiser over a long period of time is ever going to spend $150 to acquire that customer.
And he says selling ads in bundles should mean good news for Google over the long term. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
General Keith Alexander's had a tough few months. The national security director has been in the public spotlight after his agency's vast online surveillance program of people in the U.S. and abroad has been exposed. So maybe not surprising, then, that General Alexander and his top civilian deputy, John Inglis, are planning for retirement. Reuters reports that unnamed sources say Inglis will be gone before the end of the year. The NSA head plans to retire by next spring. We got news on Yahoo earnings this week. The company seems to be doing fine, though investors want to see more growth after all those acquisitions. But here's some news. The company also made big changes to the design of its email system, and users are not happy. We heard from one of them, called himself the frothy curl on top of a large and very grumpy wave of Yahoo email users. His more traditional title is Marketplace Tech listener Frank Landis in San Diego. Frank discovered he's not alone.
When I was searching the web and I found out that there were thousands of people making exactly the same complaint, and I found out there's a Facebook group, and then I see there's a change.org petition, I think I'm one of the people that would rather just have email that worked. I understand that novelty and innovation seem to sell, but for a lot of us, we just wanted this utility. We want to be able to get our emails reliably without having to worry about it, without having to learn a new interface every year.
A reasonable request, right? Mr. Landis pointed out he harbors no ill will toward Yahoo employees, but he does hope the company considers going back to the classic. By the way, you should come hang with us online. We're at Marketplace Tech on Twitter and at facebook.com/Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.